Masechet Kelim Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel will now talk about a Heres Keli, a earthenware utensil that had a hole, and then that hole was fixed. We'll say there's a difference between utensils that were shalem, that were complete, and then repaired, and broken but usable pieces that were repaired. Mishnah says, Havi Chinikeba, a earthenware barrel that had a large hole in it, that now turned it into a tahor item, that it's now not a keli anymore, it's pure. Ve'asa'a bezefet, and it was filled with tar. It was patched up by filling the hole, so now, once again, it could hold on to things, it's a keli once more, and it has the ability to become tameh. Ve'nishbera, and after it was repaired, it broke into a lot of pieces. One of those pieces had the plugged-up hole. Halacha is as follows. If the place of the tar, the piece that has the plugged-up hole, has the ability to hold onto a revi'it of liquid, approximately 3 ounces in our terms, teme'ah, it's fit to become tameh. Because the barrel never lost its name of being a utensil, even when it had a hole in it. The fact is, even though it cannot become tameh while it has a hole, it's still called a barrel by the people. Therefore, once the hole is repaired, it once again becomes a regular barrel at that point in time. For this reason, once the hole is plugged up, like we said, the barrel is a complete barrel once more. So when it broke, the piece with that had the tar in it is treated like all the other pieces that break off from a complete barrel, which is tameh, if it could hold up to a revi'it. So that piece alone, if it still holds up to a revi'it, it still is considered to be tameh. That's all talking about a barrel that had a hole in it that broke. Now we'll say the din for not a barrel, but a piece of earthenware from a broken utensil that then developed a hole to that makes it tahor. So Mishnah says, Heres Shenikav, a piece of earthenware from broken utensil that developed a hole that made it now tahor. The hole allows liquid to leak out of it. Ve'asa'o bezefet, and he repaired it by filling it with tar. Afal pishe mahazik revi'it tahor, even though the piece holds a revi'it of liquid, it remains tahor. Because it lost its status as a utensil when the original utensil broke. So the broken piece is no longer called a barrel even before it developed a hole, even though the broken piece here was able to become tameh because it has the capacity to hold on to a certain amount of liquid. We don't consider it a barrel anymore, but we call it a gistera, which is a usable piece of broken earthenware. So therefore, when it develops a hole and is then fixed, it no longer is considered to be significant enough to become tameh. So there's a difference, what we're saying here in the Mishnah, between a barrel that breaks and then it gets plugged up and it now restores its shem of a barrel, and a gistera, a broken utensil that then develops a hole. And then we plug up that hole, we say that can never go back to its original state to be a keli and then have the capacity to become tameh. Once a gistera develops a hole, it's considered to be totally useless and we throw it away. And even if you fix it up, it's considered to be batel and insignificant, and therefore it has no ability to ever restore its status as a keli to become tameh.